This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Zeng, Zeng, first name Guofang, Guofang. The date of birth, October 5th, 1947. Date of evaluation, February 20th, 2026. The reason for consultation, preoperative clearance. The chief complaint, 78-year-old male with dizziness and fall, the HBI. The patient is a 78-year-old male who reports two episodes of dizziness and fall on February 19, 2026, period. He denies dizziness on standing, period. He further reports blurriness and feeling groggy, period. He has had no chest pain or shortness of breath, period. His past medical history, one, hypertension, next number hypercholesterolemia, next number chronic kidney disease stage 3, next number lymphoma, past surgical history, status post chemo radiation therapy, medication, memantine 7 milligrams PO daily, Farxiga 10 milligrams daily, Valsartan 160 milligrams daily, Lipitor 40 milligrams daily, aspirin 81 milligrams daily, metoprolol succinate 50 milligrams daily. Allergies, no known drug allergies, family history unremarkable, social history, he has distant history of cigarette smoking but no alcohol or drug use. Review of systems, constitutional. He has generalized weakness. He has fatigue, neurologic. He reports dizziness. Review of systems, otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination, blood pressure 150/70. Pulse 67, respiratory rate 16, height 63.5 inches, weight 128.6 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The cardiovascular exam, regular rate and rhythm with normal S1 and S2. There is no S3 or S4. There is normal JVD, carotids demonstrates normal upstroke and volume. There is a soft systolic murmur in the aortic region, period. Exam otherwise is unremarkable. Data review, ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm 58 beats per minute. Otherwise unremarkable. The impression, this is a 78-year-old male with dizziness, next number bradycardia, next number hypertension, next number hypercholesterolemia, next number episode of near syncope, period. I suspect his bradycardia is secondary to metoprolol. I have asked him to hold metoprolol, period. Increase Valsartan, period. CBC, Chem-20, lipid panel, TSH, echocardiogram. Follow-up, 4 weeks. Patient is otherwise clinically stable. Signed, Dr. Wellington Ferguson.